Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. ZbignieW. Last name is Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of birth is 6-4-1970. Date of accident 6-29-2021. Date of service 12-1-2023. Mr. Wojcik is here for a follow-up evaluation subsequent to an automobile accident that occurred on 6-29-2021, where he was rear-ended, and it caused him impact of headaches along with the impact caused him headaches along with loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, and loss of concentration, blurred vision, and erectile dysfunction, and pain syndrome affecting the neck, mid back, and lower back with radiation to the right arm involving the fourth and fifth finger, as well as buttocks to the left side, involving numbness and tingling almost constantly. The ADLs were affected, walking was affected, sitting and standing was affected. Currently, the patient has been under treatment, and injection treatments have been provided. The patient has received 2 epidural injections for the lumbar and 2 cervical, and has reported over 70% improvement in the pain. Currently, his neck pain is only 4 to 5, mid back pain is only 2, lower back pain is 5. He reports some weakness of the right arm along with issues in the fourth and fifth finger being numb. The patient has pain in the left elbow also. Overall pain is between 5 to 8. ADLs are affected 6. And 70% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, as well as for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention that the blood pressure is 122/86 and pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99, and rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 11-9-2023, dictation number 1110-027. Please mention specifically into the right arm and ulnar nerve examination found that there is a tenderness of the right ulnar nerve leading to the numbness of the medial aspect of the forearm and fourth and fifth finger almost constantly. And other than that, rest of the exams are same. There is a weakness of motor power 4/5 of the right arm, and it is possible that he may have involvement of the cervical spine with the disc herniation causing this issue, to ulnar nerve causing this issue also possible. The patient does have a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. A diagnostic trial is being conducted. 2 injections for the right ulnar nerve will be provided with steroid, and hopefully that will resolve the numbness, and if not, then attention will be diverted back to the cervical spine with 1 or 2 injections to the cervical spine. The patient is continued on the medication as follows: Mobic 15 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultran 50 mg PRN for pain, Nirontin 600 mg PRN for headache relief, Furosets 1 or 2 PRN for headaches. Other than that, patient will continue his physical therapy as before, focusing on the neck and the lower back and elbow, as well as left sacroiliac joint, and with traction and massage. Home therapies are also advised to the patient, including traction, neck traction, heat treatment, photobiomodulation has been discussed, acupuncture, chiropractor has also been advised to the patient. Patient remains work disabled and house replacement services. Still, there is no plan for his surgery for his disc replacement for the cervical spine. And the patient is advised to have a second consultation, and he's been advised to consider going to beside Dr. Mohan to Dr. Redden for a second consultation based on an injection of the right ulnar nerve will be provided today. Thank you.